This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Colosso Soprano. Go! The premier destination for soccer talk with Emmy Award-winning play-by-play man Dan Dibley.
Squirt!
And international soccer savant Rick Tittle.
Work it, work it.
Let's kick it off.
Episode 41, Rick Tittle, of What You May Ask, go!
Hola, voto primo. Siempre. Gratis ahora.
Golazo supremo.
Siempre gratis.
That means I'll see you on Wednesday.
Means always free.
Oh, yeah. It is always free because neither one of us gets paid for this S.
It's a labor of love.
It is a labor spelled with a U, by the way, because we do
labor.
Talk about the
and
English.
It's always a test to see if my key card will still work. And
yeah,
it does.
So far, so good. Good to have you, Rick Tittle. Glad to see you again. And another chance to talk about the game that you and I love oh so much. The Premier League, of course, is top of mind. We can't go anywhere without talking about the FA Cup because no one likes cups. My cup runneth over with cups, including a disturbing injury potentially to my main man, Marcus Rashford of Manchester United. Sergino Dest picks the U.S. We'll get into that. And a pretty quiet transfer scenario as well. What's on your mind today, Rick? What are you thinking?
Well, you know what? I just want to first give a little shout out because last week we were on the air while the MLS Super Draft was going on. And first of all, I preface this, and you and I feel the same, that to have a domestic league is a million times better than not having domestic league, which was basically our whole lives till it came in 96, I should say. We love Avaya Stadium and all that, but the whole thing calling it a super draft is kind of a dumb moniker. It's like World Baseball Classic, and before it ever happened, how can it be a classic? And it's all college guys, but I will say this, second round pick by the Columbus Crew, Remy Prieur, the goalkeeper from my alma mater, St. Mary's College, a kid who's from San Ramon, who went to Cal High, All-American goalkeeper, led the nation in save percentage. So just a shout out from one former Gale athlete to another. I would like to get a little, drink a little Remy to Remy.
Nice. What team selected him and
Columbus
where?
Crew in the second round.
Okay. That's great. I know that the Stanford kid went in the first round to the San Jose Earthquakes as well. It's always good when you have kids and people who you watch in our area go on to do great things. None obviously greater than Chris Wondolowski. Still our only guest in the history of Golazo Supremo.
Do you know what I was going to do? And I should have. Brian McBride was just promoted to be part of the United States national team setup. And I have his cell. Should we get him next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
He's an American hero.
We'll get him next week then. Is he? I'm not going to say we're best friends, but he definitely knows me and I think I can get him. So.
Let's start at the top of the table if we can with Liverpool getting into record-setting territory with a 1-0 victory over your very own Tottenham Hotspur. First of all, that match, what you thought of it. It was pretty tightly contested. And secondly, just how incredible is this accomplishment for Liverpool as they have now gone, 38 consecutive unbeaten and counting?
They've played 21 games and they have 61 points. Now, of course,
any good?
In the 80s is when we switched from 2 points to from a win to 3 points. Europe's, as they say in college, the Power Five conferences, the top five leagues in Europe, no team has ever done that, which means 20 wins, one draw. Tottenham had one little mistake from their 20-year-old debutante, Jafet Tangana, he's a Hackney kid. He's been with Tottenham since he was 10 years old. He played fantastically well. And it was one of those games where you could have said, oh, what are you doing? They're playing the best team in the world, basically. I thought we were close to getting a draw a couple of times. There was a goal. I don't know how Giovanni LaCelsa, who played really well, how he missed. Also, Heung-min Son leaned back a little bit, put it over the bar. There was one of those games where you're like, damn it, I hated losing, but they played really well, and maybe we have something here in Tanganga. So we'll see. They came back. I watched them on ESPN Plus. They played their replay against Boro in the FA Cup. They won that pretty handily, even though it was 2-1 at the end. So, as I said, it's a little bit of a better feeling, but it was a great opportunity to at least tie those bastards, and they didn't do it.
Yes, and by bastards, you mean the Liverpool.
The Liverpool Reds,
yes. Absolutely dominating the league right now with a 14-point advantage on new second place side Manchester City, as Leicester City was.
As
a little,
I told you, they're going to go. Leicester City's going to go down.
That's a little hiccup.
I like that.
Yeah, you got to hold your breath as long as you can. And I don't think being scared actually works as a cure for hiccups. You have to take as much air into your lungs as physically possible and hold it for as long as you humanly can.
I heard you eat a peanut butter sandwich upside down with your head in a bathtub.
Wow. Full of water or full of jelly? Because you can't have peanut butter without jelly, certainly. Manchester City with an impressive victory. And they clearly are the second best team in the league. I'm just quietly pulling for Leicester City to stay in there. But when you've got as much quality as Man City does, and they put it on Aston Villa 6-1 in dramatic fashion. Sergio Aguero, a.k.a. Kun Aguero, breaking two records in the process, the most goals by a foreign-born player, and also the most hat-tricks in the Premier League history. Does he sometimes get a short, is it short shrift?
Yeah.
Short shrift when we talk about the greatest strikers in the world?
Shrift, yeah, it is a short shrift. It's funny, because if you think about the word Cutty Sark, do you know what that means? Because the Cutty Sark, the ship, is actually in Greenwich. It's dry docked. I've seen it. That means short shift in Scottish. A Cutty Sark that you had, a short shift. So a short shrift is another way. It's like you say, are you chomping at the bit or are you champing?
Champing at the bit.
I like champing at the bit myself.
I don't know
myself.
If you watch the show Billions. But,
I have not, though.
They do a full bit on it where one of the main characters is running for office and he goes up to give his speech, and he wants to be able to relate to the people. So he knows it's champing at the bit, but he goes out there and he says, and I am chomping at the bit to be your governor. And the crowd goes bananas, even though he knows full well it's champing.
One of my favorite lines like that was when Joe Biden came in years and years ago, and he said, hey, let's go Giants. And the crowd went, boo. He goes, I thought you loved the Giants. It's like, no, the Giants are playing the Niners in the NFC Championship.
Oh, boy.
And he goes, Giants. No, those are the New York Giants. Isn't that weird that a politician didn't know about sports?
Yeah, not that weird at all. well, as I do my one-word Reagan.
Ted Kennedy said, we would like to give a toast to Sammy Susser and Mike Maguire. I'm like, you got to get the Irish guy's name right.
Come on. You do.
Sammy Susser is one thing, but Mike Maguire? Come on. I digress. To answer your question, I already forgot what it was, but it was...
Kun Aguero.
Oh, Kun Aguero. You know, that's the thing I love about this guy is that he's... How can you do it quietly when you win the league? But if you think about, if you asked me who scored the most foreign goal, I would have said Thierry Henry. That would have been my first answer. And then it would probably be like, well, what about Aguero? And I would have thought, well, he's probably getting up there. But yeah, he's, you know, as I said, whenever he plays, he just seems to score a goal every time.
Yeah, very impressive. Also an impressive performance from Chelsea with a 3-0 win over Burnley. They sit currently in fourth position in that Champions League slot as we sit.
Let me just throw one thing in. You mentioned about Leicester losing to Soton. By the way, that's where Tottenham, they're going to go to St. Mary's in the fourth round now in the FA Cup. When Southampton beat Leicester, this was an exorcism of great proportions because you remember the reverse fixture earlier in the year, Leicester won 9
yes.
to nothing.
Yeah.
So everybody else would see, oh, Southampton beat Leicester. No. This was huge for them to erase that.
And Leicester was very pompous ahead of that fixture and talking about how they were going to put on him again. And it just goes to show that at that level, especially in that league,
right.
You never know over the course of 90 minutes, any of these teams can beat one another. Chelsea, as mentioned, now 5 points clear of Manchester United as Man U put it on the Canaries 4-0. Marcus Rashford with a brace, but Rashford took on a little bit of a injury, a little bit of a back issue in the replay against Wolves midweek. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen, though, it's funny. When I look at Rashford and I look at Lingard and some of these guys, they look like they're about 115 pounds, which is great for soccer because you can run all day. I mean, you look at Neymar. How fragile is Neymar? He's always, it's like Coco Crisp would slide head first and he'd break every finger in his hand. You know, it's like, try not to do that. But listen, you can't, it's like, you know, before Gary Bettman in the NHL when you had goons, it used to be if you were a striker, you got kicked. You literally got kicked all day long when people weren't looking. And the Italians were the best at hiding the little Charlie horses and everything. My favorite cheap shot artist as I'm going down this road is probably Louis Fernandez for France, who, if you watch the 82 World Cup, maybe about eight times during the World Cup, he would basically drag his studs down the back of your calf. And when you turned around furiously, he would shake your hand like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
And then the guy used to be like, oh, that's okay. Because he's always like, oh no, what happened? And it was completely intentional. But yeah, anyway, getting back
to
Rashford.
Quite a contrast to Rafa Marquez, the Mexican defender who would come at you and headbutt you and then basically stand there as if to say, you want a piece of me.
Especially Kobe Jones, who I asked, why were you such a pincushion to the Mexican national team? They despised him more than anyone. But yeah, Marquez was definitely a guy who was a cheap shot artist. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Golazo Supremo, episode 41, as we continue to march on toward and past the midway part, mm-hmm. in the Premier League. Sheffield United still in the mix, sitting on 32 points. Then it's the Wolves, 31, Tottenham, 30. Still some hope for you that your lads can, at the very least, make it to Europa, as they now sit only 4 points behind Man U.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope they can bring home some silverware. It's been a long time. They're still in the FA Cup. They're still in the Champions League as they go to Leipzig. The kind of things that were plaguing the first coach are now kind of plaguing the second coach. More rumors today that Christian Eriksen will be on his way to Inter Milan. The only signing that Tottenham had so far is a 21-year-old guy on loan from Portugal named Gedson. I mean, it's like Harry Kane is out until April. Moussa Sissoko is going to be out for a while. They still haven't brought... There was rumors that Llorente was going to come back. Please, no. There was another guy named Zé Luís, who is also from the Portuguese league they're going to bring in, but he's a Cape Verde international, and they can't get a passport approved for him by the European Union. So that means that he would have to start in 75% of their national team games. So now that's out. I don't know. It's just, I know they spent a lot of money on the stadium, but bringing these guys in on loan, even Lo Celso is on loan. Now you're going to fork out a little bit, but they're going to get, the latest rumor is 15 mil for Eriksen.
It's interesting as the transfer window is about ready to come and go, which teams, not a lot of big moves around.
2 weeks left.
Yeah, and that's it. And after that is something they've instituted called the winter break now, where I'm just looking at the schedule. It's going to be a light load of games throughout the early part of February, with each team playing just one time over the course of 2 weeks. To me, it seems a little counterintuitive, where you go so hard over the holidays with mandatory Boxing Day fixtures and games before and after, and then you're going to shut it down for 2 weeks in February. It makes no sense to me.
Well, it's just tradition. It would be like saying, you know, the 4th of July would really be better in August. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you doing? No, England is always going to want their Boxing Day and their New Year's Day games. They just always will. It's a national holiday, and you always have soccer on those days. So, I mean, I hear you, but to me, it's going to be more obscene when the World Cup happens during the winter.
Yeah.
And that's going to be ridiculous, especially in a place that's a little tinderboxy.
Right, and I wonder if it ends up staying there. We've talked previously in previous episodes about the idea of maybe the World Cup being moved depending on how much the tinderbox is ignited with the political machinations in the Middle East and the rest of that. FA Cup, let's touch on it real quick while we're in this sphere. Tottenham, of course, advancing. Cardiff City, a winner. Man U with the win over Wolves. But as mentioned, Rashford took on that knock. The fourth round coming up in about a week's time from today.
What's your favorite matchup in that fourth round?
I'm just looking right now through, and Chelsea Hull City has some appeal for me because I am one who supports Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Liverpool and Shrewsbury.
Yes. Now, that's an interesting thing because depending
on where... That's got to be an absolute beatdown.
Depending on where you live, it's Shrewsbury Town. Mm-hmm. But some people say Shrewsbury Town. No one in England can agree on that one.
The Taming of the Shrews.
Exactly.
Yes.
A little Bard of Avon right there for
to
you.
Me, that smells like a beatdown. But you never know. Liverpool playing at Shrewsbury, they might end up sitting a small handful of players. I like also QPR and Sheffield Wednesday as an interesting matchup in the FA Cup.
Two huge teams.
Down in the Championship, right?
Yeah. And Jack Clark, who Tottenham got on load from Leeds, lent
Shout
him
out
back.
Cal rugby coach and the former San Francisco Giant.
Number 22, yes, and great program there with the Golden Bears. Jack Clark has been loaned now to Queen's Park Rangers, so he's going to play for the Super Hoops down there in the bush. Best of luck to him.
Yes, all the best to all the various Jack Clarks out there, right. From all of us to all of you. Also, the Jack Clark who was the namesake of the old course at Chukarika.
Wow.
The Alameda Golf Course. There was the Earl Fry.
Did not know that.
And there was the Jack Clark. Now, of course, both have been redone and both have been renamed. Champions League, we're still a good, month away? It doesn't pop
February,
up until...
mid-February, yeah, I think.
Okay, so we'll get geared up for that accordingly at the appropriate time. Let's keep looking at the Premier League table as it pertains to relegation, the relegation zone. Aston Villa, Bournemouth, and Norwich City. Let's go with Bournemouth first. Eddie Howe and the lads have fallen some hard times down there.
Eddie Howe is supposed to be the next Mauricio Pochettino. It has not gone well lately. An interesting story I heard a couple days ago about Norwich. There was a fan who was a lifelong Norwich fan, and he was 80-something, and he died. And in his will, he had two things. One was, do not have my funeral on the same time as a game, obviously. But this is really sweet. He left £100 to the members of the team, and he said, have a drink on me for giving me entertainment my whole life. Isn't that sweet?
That's pretty awesome.
And then you think, like, well, £100, that'll maybe get drinks for the starters.
Yeah, and maybe just the 18, whoever's active that day. And
right.
The AC/DC song, Have a Drink on Me.
Have a drink on me. That's like my...
That's not bad.
I lost my voice completely yesterday.
What happened?
Luckily, I got it back. I interviewed Reggie Jackson. I got it back for that. But I was interviewing a Swedish director, as you do. And I was like, you're walking down the street. There's Ibrahimovic. There's Bjorn Borg. Who do you talk to? And he had a great answer. He really goes, I talk to ABBA.
ABBA, the musical artist. Yes. I thought that was maybe Borg's nickname that I never knew about. Norwich City looks like they're going to be going down. They're on 14 points.
Let's be Avenue in the championship.
Yes, let's be Avenue. See you soon. Bournemouth, it was an interesting fixture against the Canaries this weekend. It's either the Canaries' last stand or, you know, a chance for maybe Bournemouth to get right and try to get out of the relegation zone, because it's really tight if you go all the way up to Brighton sitting on 24 points. You've got Burnley, West Ham, Watford, Villa, and Bournemouth all within 4 points of each other with a good 16 fixtures left to go.
Yeah, the trap door is going to be a jumbling, bumbling thing. By the way, I was thinking about Delia Smith, the owner of, and her famous quote at Carroll Road. Maybe they should play a little Eddie Grant when they win. Rock down to Electric Avenue.
Yeah, very good.
The relegation battle. I always tell my friends, they go, what do you think, Tottenham this year, top four, win the league, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I just hope we avoid relegation. And you might remember when we did our preseason predictions, what did I predict for Tottenham? I predicted that they would win the Premier League.
Yes, yes.
My credibility is now in the loo.
Yes, your credibility actually has been relegated to the championship. Although, in my own lack of defense, I said it would be a clean sweep for United's being relegated, and right now, West Ham is in 16th place, so that looks to be pretty good. Newcastle United was the second of the Uniteds, and they're in 13th. But really, the surprise of all surprises in the Prem, the shoe. Sheffield United with a 1-0 victory this past weekend. Beneficiaries of good old VAR. VA mother bleeping R, Rick. Handball. Accidental handball, which leads to a pass, which leads to an incredible goal on the short side. Scar! I do my Rusinowski.
Sure.
It's something has to be done with the handball rule as well as VAR.
I think, and I wouldn't have said this before the season, I think it should go down like the NFL, where you have a red flag each half and that they're not going to do it on their own. Because you're playing and all of a sudden, wait, VAR is looking at some. What? They want to see if it's a red card or not. They want to see if it was a penalty or not. If you leave it up to them, you're going to get 100 VAR reviews. If you leave it to a red flag, the most you're ever going to get is 4. And if you throw it too early and something happens and you have like an Henry handball like France against Ireland, a blatant thing that's not called, well, then you're screwed. Otherwise, it's just going to be infinitesimal with the amount of times like, well, no, VAR is looking at this. They're playing. You ever notice you're watching a game and all of a sudden it says up there, VAR, no red card. Wait, what? What are they looking at?
Right.
What do you mean no red card? So I don't know. It's a little too much.
Well, much like the NFL, all scoring plays and all turnovers. Can you imagine if all turnovers were subject to review? Gives it away at midfield. Oh, we're going to have to look at that.
I remember Ralph Barbieri said, it's a sport where the team just turns it over at midfield the whole game long. Like if it was really that, then yeah, I would hate it.
It'd be nil-nil across the board. And I just think that when you look at certain things, like last week we talked about Pookie's knuckle.
Yes.
And I thought that it was great. You know, Pookie's knuckle was offside, and so therefore it's offside. I think they need to look at the handball rule as it pertains to plays like what we saw in the Sheffield United game, where it was clearly accidental. He knew nothing about the ball striking his arm, and it didn't directly lead to the goal. It did allow him to continue with the possession, which led to the pass, which led to the goal. But in a sport so starved for action, to take that away and to deny the traveling fans that joyous moment of celebration, I think it's just doing a disservice to the entire sport.
Yeah, and it should just be the way it always was, and that is if you had your arms down by your side in a natural position and the ball got kicked into your arm, it's not a handball. If your hands are above your waist and the ball gets kicked into your hand, well, you got a handball because this was a very perfectly good pass and now you've batted it down. It doesn't seem that complicated, but we've made it more complicated.
Right, and it's technology, again, rearing its ugly head, and the hammer's
damn
really,
Steve Jobs asshole.
The hammer's devastated by that because that would have put them in a little bit of a safer spot vis-a-vis relegation.
I just realized I swore on the air for the first time in my life.
Right there?
Yeah.
That's all right. What'd you say?
I said a-hole.
Oh, it's not swearing.
Okay.
Not anymore. It's just the F word, the S word, and a few choice C other
word.
Ones. Yeah, oh boy, the C word. I don't even say the letter C anymore.
I know.
Let's talk about...
Well, you did say cun, Aguero. You got close.
And I said I one time went to Kentucky.
Would you call your country a...
No, you would not.
I remember that guy said, would you call your... Don't call your fraternity a frat. Would you call your country a C word?
Yes.
And I go, well, I call my bicycle a bike.
Ooh, be careful with that one.
Yeah.
That one can get you into trouble.
It can.
Big one.
Well, you
can
put a finger in the dike if you're trying to stop the dam from...
Yes, we've been over that many, many times. Liverpool, Man U, the featured game on Sunday at 8:30, which is perfect because no NFL game at that time. The game at Anfield, Liverpool hosting Manchester United. Any thoughts, any expectations?
It's kind of lost its luster, you know, a little bit. It's because they're in different stratospheres right now. Obviously, the names, and look, they'll be up for it. Man U's not going to lie down for it. And as I said, Liverpool's, they can't run, they're not going to run the table in a 100% fashion because they do have that one draw. But you just figure something's got to go wrong at some point, although... You know, Wenger had his invincibles at Arsenal. By the way, my team, Tottenham, there won't be any NFL game there either because that's a 4:30
kick, which is just after noon local time as they're going to Vicarage Road to take on Watford.
Very good. Yes, by the Mal, the Harlequin, by the way.
Thank you. Arsenal and the shoe, the aforementioned shoe. Man City against Crystal Palace, I think, is an interesting one. 7 o'clock our time because Palace plays such solid defense. And Manchester City, as we've discussed, so dangerous with all of the weaponry.
Yeah, I still think that's probably a win. It's funny because Borough, after they played Tottenham, are going to be playing QPR. So they actually decided, because they're so far north, to stay in London. And they're going to use Selhurst Park. Palace said you could use our ground for training. So this is a Harbaugh-esque Youngstown type of little trip that I thought.
Who's got it better than Burrow? Nobody.
This is some jive turkey gobblers down there.
Jive turkey gobble gobble.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about transfer news. Not too many big names. I did see that Andy King on loan from Leicester City to Huddersfield Town. What's it like when you go from a team like Leicester, even though Andy King has not been featured that much this year, mm-hmm. and you have to go down a division in order to get playing time?
Well, I mean, you never want to leave the big club, obviously, but going out on loan is something that, you know, is good for your career. It means they care about you. And the funny thing is about Huddersfield Town is that they were a Premier League team just a couple of years ago. It's funny, the first time I heard of them was in a song by The Exploited, Sex and Violence, of course. And at the beginning, the guy goes, "I want to go to Huddersfield." I'm like, "Well, Huddersfield." So, listen, you don't want to be playing on muddy pitches, you know, down there in League One or whatever. But at least you're still a pro. And, you know, look at Tammy Abraham. He went out. Look at Harry Kane. He went out. And they come back a finished product. So
yeah, and that's ultimately what you want is to be able to go out and come back and still be able to make somewhat of an impact. Edmund Paris Magoma goes from Tottenham to Brentford. Any thoughts?
He's been part of the youth team, and he was, you talk about being blocked, as we say in Major League Baseball, you'll never get up.
Pitch blocked.
Yes, he was being blocked all over the place. And the Brentford Bees, you know, it's not too far from central London. And, of course, the Battle of Brentford, Julius Caesar versus Boudicca, he can redo that one as well.
Emerson, yeah, live from Boudiccan. That's pretty good. Cheap Trick. I want you to want
Boudiccan.
Well, me.
Yeah. And somebody told me that Boudiccan had like an ancient shogun or Buddhist something about it. And that was the first time they let a rock band in there. So that's why it was so amazing. They're at Boudiccan.
And that was one of the albums where you listen to the live album much more than you listen to the studio version. The Cheap Trick live right. at Boudiccan was
like
just incredible. Yeah, yeah, he came alive, reportedly.
Right. I like David Spade, though. He goes, "When I go to a concert, play it like the record. No tricks."
No tricks. A few more minutes here. Golazo Supremo as we look at transfer news. And also the news of the kid from Ajax deciding that he will play for America. How mm-hmm. ready will he be? How soon might he be up with the big club? With the big country.
Yeah, it was nice when he, what was it? Was it official like a month ago, right?
Yes, Sergino Dest.
And he was training in Doha and he decided that maybe he was going to bugger off because of the heat that was on at that time. And like I said.
Shout out Glenn Frey. The heat is on.
That's right. Na 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 na. Now that's going through my head. Listen, I like to scour the planet for, especially in Europe and in Germany, these U.S. servicemen who hook up and then their kids are German citizens. They're raised there. A grandfather, any which way you can. The USA is desperate for players. So please keep looking.
He's hoping to be able to play alongside the other great young American, Christian Pulisic. Dest is 19 years of age and
a left back, right?
Yeah, man, he may not be quite ready. Actually, he's a right back.
Right back.
He may not be quite ready.
By the way, I'll be right back.
Yes, I'll be right back. Is that NBC, I think? After these messages.
Oh, that's right.
We'll be right back.
Was that the Saturday morning?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Very good.
Without a doubt. So,
by the way, I got to interview Sid and Marty Croft. What do you think of that?
Sid and Marty Croft?
No one cares about that except me. Now, really me.
I thought you were who they are. Who it is.
HR Pub and stuff, Land of the Lost, Dr. Shrinker.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Croft Superstars.
Right, right.
All right. I digress as I have no voice after 3 hours.
Man.
Ooh.
Just a couple more before Rick Tittle passes away and... Rick has not given us $100 to buy drinks in the
It's good that I don't work here on weekends anymore.
Seriously, that poor mic flag is going to be have to be thrown out. It's going to have to be burned at the stake. Man U agrees to terms with Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah.
The transfer, of course, hinging on finding an agreement with Sporting Lisbon.
Mm-hmm.
How much can he help United?
He's a decent player. He's an international. He's a veteran. He was a guy mentioned with Spurs and some of the other teams. I wish that they had actually picked that guy up. I think he's still a very useful forward.
19 caps with Portugal, and it's about an £80 million transfer for the man who will likely come in and spell Ashley Young as Manchester United tries to continue to churn the roster in hopes of returning to form.
By the way, Ashley Young is a player that really reinvented himself too as a striker and then a midfielder and a defender, and he's still a pretty good player.
Rick, any last words before we give you your last rites?
All I have to say is I want to encourage everybody to...
This was a production of the 95.7 The Game Podcast Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.